In the current daf, Masechet Beis daf Beis, begin on the Beis, begin the Tos Masechet the Beis begins with the words of the Gemara. Oh, because Gabi Shabbos, by Shabbos, the Sos Matani Kedav Shimon. Because there we have the non-Mes Mishnah Masechet Shabbos like Reb Shimon. Therefore, that's where we say that Beis Hill is like Reb Shimon. Which Tos says Vatem, it's a wonder. But Abba Stambach Machlekes, this is not a place that you say Halachik Stambas Neitin, because it's a case of anonymous and then Machlekes afterwards. Because the whole Paul can be hidden from seeing that same Mishnah, Behuda disagrees. And he says that it is a problem about Mokta. Ramadi says if Loinus Alba ever Shabbos, if it didn't, it was not available to him before Shabbos, then it's Asur. And therefore then, in Halachik Stam. Halach is not like anonymous when you have Machlekes afterwards, which Tos has to explain, say, wait a second, but that is the anonymous Tana, and the dispute is mentioned afterwards. Says Tos, yeah, the Chia Gam the Chosh of Stam, Achta Machlekes, that's considered Stam and the Machlekes. Because the Stam is only after the dispute and opinion, then the anonymous opinion, maybe. Because the last thing recorded has to be the anonymous opinion. If you have the dispute right afterwards, that's Stam Achta Machlekes. As we find Peg Geshnechem Babasta Vakov, Beis Mabes. Kamilos de Vichem and Berekes. Talk to me more as Stam Achta Machlekes. See, it's Stam Achta Machlekes, which is the same way as it's phrased over here. We have an anonymous opinion, and then you have the dispute right after it, and you see that's considered not anonymous. So say this, Vishlam, you can say is no. The Hasam, that's not true. That's not considered Stam Achta Machlekes. Because the Hasam, Stam Achta Machlekes, Oid Mai Ela. Here it's actually relying primarily on the next question, the Parak Basachet that the Gemara subsequently asks. That's really the primary question. And that's why we're saying that we're refuting it, but that's not considered stam achta machlekes. In Beis Shammah, according to the Rashi, explains over there. But in general, the anonymous pinya helps to be the rabbin, and therefore, like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi did it anonymously to think that's like has the power of the rabbin. Avraham, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochid, Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is considered the Yochid, and that's why Vechazik Rabbin Ketan Nekama. How long is like the rabbin, which is the Tanakama, not Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, again, we would say halacha is like that of Reb Shimon, even though you have Reb Yehuda afterwards, because he said like the anonymous opinion, which is the Ram. Then if that's the case, we also have an anonymous mission like Reb Yehuda in Masechet Shabbos. It's not like we're in Shabbos of Mendal and Alf. It's metal and there chadash. You could move a new lamp, but lo yashim, not an old lamp. Reb Shimon Mati says no. You could even move an old lamp, and the reason is ha'hoil ba'is and mukta machmas mias, because since he makes it forbidden when it's because of if it's repulsive, koshkin machmas iser for sure when something is forbidden. Nachamin hasam, like we say over there. So in other words, we see over there that Rabbi Huda that he holds mukta machmas mias. So as we're saying that also is mukta machmas iser is the same thing, which is this with this lamp. But one thing is we see that Rabbi Huda is mentioned first as anonymous opinion. It doesn't say Rabbi Huda, and it says Rabbi Shimon afterwards. So if you tell me that's considered Stam, so why don't we say Halacha even by Shabbos and Rabbi Huda? You could say, you're right, good question. But the high Stam Adifa, you're right, you do have a Stam like Rabbi Huda in Shabbos. But the one that we're quoting that we're saying is like Rabbi Shimon is a better Stam. Why? Because that anonymous mission is mentioned at the end of the Shabbos of Kovim Dovam and Beis, at the end of Perk Meshechshach, and since it's the last recorded Stam, therefore, that's primary, and therefore, that's why you say the Stam in Shabbos like Reb Shimon and not like Reb Yehuda, even though, yeah, we do have a Stam like Reb Yehuda too. Anyway, the next Tos begins with the words of the Gemara, Mukum le Beis Hill Reb Shimon. So, therefore, we say Beis Hill like Reb Shimon regarding Mukta on Shabbos. So, it says, Rakash, it's difficult because my Omen, the high Stamma, what's better, this Stamma that you're saying that you cut the Nevela for the dogs, me high Stamma from the other Stamma, which we quoted that you take off from the from the table. Reb Nachman said, "Oh, you have to switch it around." And the problem is, how does he know to switch around? What's the better that you have the stomach of? How did Reb Nachman say? Maybe the Mishnah of Magmin is the primary. With Basil says you don't pick it up, and the Mishnah of Mechatchin used to switch around the girsa, and. Say that maybe Rabbi Yehuda is like the Stamma and Rabbi Shimon is like the Yachad, and you say that the Shabbos halacha should be like Rabbi Yehuda too. So since Rabbi Shimon, you could say is no the idius leitani lebekol b'sham b'chor b'vishel. Since Masechet Idius, the Tanya is coming to say all the places b'sham was meikel, b'sham was machmer. Now the Mishnah of Magdin wasn't mentioned over there, even though according to the gears that we have, there was the kol b'sham. There, that's where Rabbi Nachman proved that the Mishnah Mechatchin is the primary, whereas the Mishnah Magdin. This you have to switch around the Gisais because all right, if not from that case, and Tais is calling it Stama, even though it's not really Stama, but Tais is saying, how do you know to switch around the Gisais? How do Rav Nachman know? So Tais says, you're right, he knew it from somewhere else, And that's why we're saying that it doesn't contradict this that we're saying of Beis Hillel being like Reb Shimon, because we switched around that those halachas and that's what Reb Nachman was saying, that you have to switch around, and Beis Hillel had to be the lenient opinion because you don't find idyas as one of the stringencies of Beis Hillel. Shimon, the next place, also to begin with the words, the Gemara, imavak and eitzim. You can't cut the wood. Not from the beams that were piled up for building, etc. Which Tosafot explains is loy ma'isi. We're not bringing proof that in Yom Tov halachas like Yehuda, mireisha, from the first halacha that we quote the imavak and curse that you cannot chop up the beams. We're talking about a pile of beams that muktzim apples kusqaran kiss, which actually is muktzim because of a loss of money, meaning it's an expensive item. Here everyone would agree. I feel like Shimon, and so it wouldn't be right that we're saying like Yehuda. Ella, ma'isim is safer. The rise from the next halacha, the limit of kreshin ishtab. You can't use the beam that's broken, which according to Rav Shimon that wouldn't be a problem. According to Yehuda, would. And you see, therefore, in Yom Tov is like a Yehuda. Then it says, "I'm going to say, Rav Shimon in the Rav Shimon only permits when he says no problem about mukta, only when you're sitting and anticipating for something to be as like mercy later or lama base. That's not the case by something breaking. So I said, yeah, Rav Shimon, what you can say is the hakanami hoy with the shtab b'shabbos. If it broke a Shabbos, mishtama. We could presume the Haisa Ru'im Etmon that was shaky from before Shabbos. It's almost like he was sitting and waiting. Okay, Mosat Tish Bekar doesn't win the beam in the rig. But to your last second, they could use it for heating up the oven and Yom Tov, and therefore it would qualify for Yeshem Mitzapa and not be Mokhtar contribution. Can you, if the next text of Master, begin with the words of Gemara Chitim, begin to say, Koich that Teir Adav, and say, oh, maybe the reason why we're talking about this case of Noilid, but the egg, is because it's a chiddush in Bishame of how lean he's going to go. Which Pesach Kondrash explains, why is it better to say the strength of the one that's permitting versus the one who's being stringent? Because someone who's permitting something, he relies on his teaching, but he has to bring proof what he's saying. But to make something forbidden, a person can be stringent for no reason. You don't lose by being more machmer. But the chiddush is, and therefore Kondrash the Torah is other. Continue with the next Tosafot Masechta that begins with the words the Gemara Niflig B'Tavayu. Let us disagree with both of them. So say Koich Leter and Koich Lesur. Say the thrust on both opinions. Say it in the chicken and the egg. So says Tim, it's a wonder. What's the question? We find throughout Shas, the Gemara says, no, we picked this case because we want to say the Koich of the one is matter. The Vavag, why don't you say the same question? Okay, you're saying Koich Leter, but why don't you say the other Mandam is Chiddush also in the other way? We don't say that. The reason why I'm asking over here, but nifik b'tavayu, that the dispute should be both of them, the chicken and the egg, is yarech mishum kach, because you're not going to be lengthy because of that. But yeah, just say he ubitzas it and its egg, and it's so easy to do that, and then you would know both ways. But in general, it's not applicable because you would have to say a whole long question. So we understand we're not going to be talking about all that, but here it is a valid question. So anyway, the next text, let's begin with the gemara behind me, meshisha begreiner, achana de rabu. It says in the Pasuk that it's going to be on the sixth day that you can appear for the seventh day, and it has to be appeared for the weekday for Shabbos. Appeared for Ashrash explains, and obviously the Pasuk comes to tell us that even if it's appeared by nature, by the hand of heaven, the egg is going to be forbidden. Where if you didn't, if it wasn't prepared. Because if you think he's talking about manual preparation, that you should go ahead and bake and cook them before Shabbos, the Pasuk explicitly says that whatever will be baked should be baked. Rather, it's talking about orally designating something, and that's not the case if it's not finished. But in Yom Tov, Mechel Shabbos, and Yom Tov cannot prepare. Shabbos, it says in Shabbos, Mechel Yom Tov, Shabbos cannot prepare. Yom Tov, Mikol Shkin, given in Yom Tov, Mechel Shabbos, because if Yom Tov cannot prepare Shabbos, Kol Shkin, then Shabbos, Mechel Yom Tov, Shor Shabbos, which is definitely the primary in the Pasuk and the Mocham, they go and cannot prepare for Yom Tov. Now, Mechel Rashi asks, Imkin, if that's the case, Beishin al Mechel Shabbos. So if an egg is laid on a regular Sunday, or on a matzah Yom Tov, titasa should be forbidden. Because the Shabbos be Yom Tov, the mechina adadi for sure. If Shabbos Yom cannot prepare for each other, because the mechina achav for sure they cannot be used as preparation for a weekday. Tzid Rashi explains the answer is no. The legabes to this chol regarding a weekday meal, leitzarach achon, you don't have to have any preparation. Then to this chol chashuv because a weekday meal is not considered significant, and therefore actually, yeah, ironically, it's actually going to be more lenient. It says this achtem, it's a wonder. Because Hoylach on the Dead Rice since you tell me this halacha of preparation is a biblical halacha. So hey, Chayvim Bashim Yom Tov Shabbos, how do you go and bake and cook from Yom Tov Shabbos? What do you mean? It wasn't prepared. The Chidmah, you can say, oh, Al-Deir Tav Shulin, which is brought here in this Masechta by doing this rabbinic halacha of making an Erev for cooking. The Chesed Takant is Rabbani. What do you think a rabbinic injunction could be? B'li Akar Hacham Dei Raisa, an uproot of biblical halacha of having to be prepared from before the prior Shabbos of Yom Tov, which you cannot prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos? So it's nice if you nearly asked, but it seemed to answer. The Rabba Gufa Azatame, because yeah, Rabba himself is going according to his opinion. The Isli Hoyle, he holds up the Svab since. That is Hoyle Mikala Orchon Chazle, since if guests would come today on Yom Tov, it would be fit. So even though really you're not doing it for guests for today, you're actually doing it for tomorrow for Shabbos. So Hashanah Chazle, but since you have this Migui, so now it's also going to be fit. So therefore, that's the same thing. That, yeah, that's why you could do it, because of Hoyle. But you're right, of course, really, Erev Tavshin would not allow you, a rabbinic injunction would not allow you to be over Issa Deresa of Hachana. Because you're not doing it really for Shabbos, you're doing it for Yom Tov itself. And so it says, even according to us, it also would work out because the chaldaba often mavushal, anything that's baked or cooked, leshach bechana, it's not even a problem, even if you don't have the oil. Because it's not really a problem about that it wasn't prepared. She'inu chusa, because not really lacking, rak tikim alma just to fix it. Because mekar haba chazali, or even before it was cooked or baked, it was fit. It's a food item. It just wasn't fully finished. But therefore, that wouldn't be a problem about achana. Rakabi beya, it's only by the egg, which we're discussing over here, shudab chadish, it's a new thing. Shalais of oil was never in the world at all. Lohisa really klamikor wasn't fit to be used at all because it was inside the chicken. That would be a problem of achana from Shabbos to Yamtim. And the parenthesis says, well, that's halvashal, but baking and cooking, tikkun and milzabam, it's just fixing things. So it says, Tim, it's a wonder. Because the kamashma here, it sounds like shaman lohayyud be yamtiv, that the man did not come down on yamtiv, to the pishrash, like Rashi explains. But we learn that yamtiv cannot be prepared for Shabbos, where it says that it was bayim hashishi on the 6th day, harulachon, that it's fit to prepare, which Rashi said, bezeel b'chol, that's in the weekday. Which sounds like that, yeah, because if it was yamtiv, then it would not be fit for preparation, because the month didn't come down. That's his thesis, but Vamar, but the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba that Vayivarch Lekadosh, it says that he's Mevarch HaShemeshvi, and he's Vekadosh HaShemeshvi. What does that mean? What's the Bracha and the Kiddush? Bracha B'mon V'Kiddush B'mon. That he blessed it with the month, that had a double portion of every Shabbos, and he sanctified the month that it didn't come down. Shabbos Lohi Yerd Mon, on Shabbos the month didn't come down. Sounds like a Yom Tov Yerd, then Yom Tov did come down. It's a contradiction. So it says here somebody says the Midrashim Chalukim. Yeah, the Midrashim are in disagreement. Can these imagine like you find Midrashim in the Chilta part of B'Shalach? Shabbos Le'yir, it says it won't be on Shabbos the month in Shmei Tezayin. But Rabbis Yom Kippurim to include Yom Kippurim, it's not going to come down. And it says Le'yir, but it won't be. It's not Yom to come and conclude even Yom Tov Shalayir Men Man that the month didn't come down. So you see that there is a Tana that says like we're saying over here in Agamar. But just additionally, what you could say is that like Yahar Yerd be Yom Tov. No, even if the month came down Yom Tov, Mekamakim still be Yom Tov Shachalis be Shabbos. Yom Tov is on Friday. Lahar Yerd then it didn't come down. Since the pasuk says by Yom Shishi on the 6th day, but like Shishi doesn't say Shishi, instead it says Hashishi, Mashma Hashisha Meyuchin. Sounds like the 6th Shuguroi Lachon, which is fit to appear, but the Shishi Yamtiv and that Shishi which is Yamtiv, then actually the month didn't come down, and therefore it's not a contradiction. Continue with the next test master begins with the words of the Gemara. Nigzim Mishmahanat the Masal Begimin. What do you mean? You should make Xer because of how could you allow the eggs inside the chicken? You should make Xer because of those that might be born on Yamtiv. But Chai says, that's not considered a decree for decree, because which is Rashi asked this question too. Because Chai says, the mutl achon be yamtiv, because the words of saying it's permitted to eat on yamtiv mashmit sounds like a filled yamtiv lachar Shabbos. Even when yamtiv comes out after Shabbos. That's what the Gemara asks, that you make gzeira by the eggs that are found inside the mother on yamtiv achar Shabbos, because the one that would be born, which that would be the Siddharis, because that's not the gzeira. The gzeira is only the other days. Continue with the next test of Masl that begins with the words of the Gemara, mislo shchichi. Oh, you're right, really. It would be a row for gezerah, but it's an uncommon thing, which the rabbanon their gezerah is never included. Something that's uncommon. So it says, "Rakasha, difficult." Maybe if you didn't slaughter the chicken, which and you found the eggs inside of it, it would have been born today. If that's the case, that means me'etmo gamara la, that it was finished yesterday, and therefore until asked to be like gezerah, then it should be forbidden even without a gezerah of maybe they'd be born today. Misafik out of the doubt, like any safik deraisa. Because you told me that if it was prepared yesterday on Shabbos, then that it's intrinsically a flaw. So even without exeret, it should be a problem. So this is Rosh Limit, you could say, no, the ma'achad lo'inoldim, since you found it in the womb of the chicken, it wasn't born yet. So adekach, so lo'chashav gamar, it's not considered it was really finished yet, and therefore it wasn't finished yesterday because it's not even finished right now. But so it's nice to be Shami Polig Baha, actually, Shami brings actually such a machlekes regarding this specific case that we're discussing.